Powersports industry unites to shape Capitol Hill agenda. The 2026 Powersports Capitol Hill Fly-In brought together over 70 industry representatives from across North America to deliver a unified message to lawmakers on key issues affecting the sector. The event was hosted by the government relations teams of the Motorcycle Industry Council, Recreational Off-Highway Vehicle Association, and Specialty Vehicle Institute of America. This year's fly-in marked a record for attendance, with participants engaging in 114 meetings with House and Senate offices representing 31 states. The diverse group of attendees included OEMs, aftermarket companies, distributors, and industry associations, all united by their shared concerns and goals. The powersports industry's advocacy efforts appear to have yielded immediate results, as two legislative proposals opposed by representatives were omitted from the House Energy and Commerce Committee's base highway reauthorization package. These proposals would have had significant implications for registration and access regulations, as well as catalytic converter compliance. One of the key issues discussed during congressional meetings was tariff policy. Industry representatives warned lawmakers that tariffs on steel, aluminum, and imported products continue to increase costs throughout the powersports supply chain, creating uncertainty for manufacturers, dealers, and consumers. A group of seven fly-in participants representing manufacturers and aftermarket companies met directly with Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jeff Goatman to discuss tariff impacts and the ongoing review of the United States Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. This meeting highlights the industry's commitment to addressing trade policy concerns. The Canadian and U.S. powersports industries remain highly integrated, with nearly half of the powersports vehicles sold in Canada manufactured in the United States. The importance of preserving a stable North American trade environment cannot be overstated, as prolonged trade uncertainty could increase costs for consumers, place pressure on dealerships and distributors, and influence future sourcing and investment decisions. The powersports industry's unified message is a promising early result, but it is crucial to continue advocating throughout the year. The ongoing dialogue between lawmakers and industry representatives will help shape the agenda and ensure that key issues are addressed. As the powersports industry continues to grow and evolve, it is essential to maintain a strong voice at the Capitol Hill level. The fly-in serves as an important reminder of the industry's commitment to advocating for its members and ensuring that their concerns are heard by lawmakers. The success of this year's fly-in sets a positive precedent for future events, demonstrating the power of collective action and advocacy in shaping policy outcomes.